Okay, we are on Tetamabet. We had this question yesterday where Levi says to Rebbe, right, why didn't it say 16 cases? And Rebbe says, what are you, an idiot? What case would you have thought? And he said, if that's the case you would have thought, remember the case? The woman gets raped, and then she marries the rapist's son, like his real son. So then she falls to Yibum, because remember, Yibum goes by the father's brothers, right? Or brothers from the father. So when she goes to Yibum, she ends up getting to Yibum with her brother, with her son, who was from the rape. So that was the case. And then he says, how could that be? Because there's a machloket, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, whether she's even allowed to marry the son of the guy who raped her. Okay, that's a machloket, Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says she can't, and Chachamim says she can. So how could you put in a case that was a machloket? And then we had a few questions about what do you mean, the Mishnah does have machlokot, and we answered them up. Now we're up to koshi number four, okay, which is v'hamar v'yehuda amara v'chein tana Rabbi Chiya. Okay, now first to understand this, we're going to have to explain what Rabbi Chiya says. Rabbi Chiya says, we started with this yesterday, I'll just repeat it, bekulan, in all the cases of our Mishnah, ani kore behen, we can have this case of ha'asura leze muteret leze, basura leze muteret leze, ba'achota shehi vimta choletzet omet yabemet. So now what do we have? We have this case of two brothers marry two sisters, and then the two sisters, there's four brothers altogether, okay? The two brothers marry two sisters. The two brothers die at the same time. The two sisters fall to Yibum, to brother number three, at the same time. Once it happens that they fall to him with Yibum at the same time, this can't work because he has a zikat Yibum to two sisters and you're not allowed to marry two sisters. So he can't marry them at all, neither can any of the brothers for all intents and purposes. Unless, if each, it could be a situation where each woman separately is an Isur Erva to the other one, in which case they can each marry the one that they don't have an Isur Erva to, because there's no Zikat Yibum if there's Isur Erva. An Isur Erva of Karet, basically. So now, there's a machloket. Rabbi Chiya, okay, again, we're forgetting about why we brought this right now. Rabbi Chiya brings this, says of this about all the cases of our Mishnah. Now we're going to have a machloket. Is it really all the cases of our Mishnah or not? And some of the Mefarshim explained, some of the Amoraim explained it, that it's not really referring to all the cases because you can't really have a case with all, right, in all these cases of this. This couldn't happen with all the arayot. So let's see. The Rabbi Yehuda mitargem mechamoto ve'elach from case number 7 in the Mishnah. Remember, there was bito, bat bino. Then there was bat ishto, right? And it was a bit of a debate whether the bito was his bito from Ones or the bito was his real daughter. And the bat ishto was his stepdaughter, or was bat ishto his real daughter and bito was his rape daughter. So now what does he explain? It must be mechamoto ve'elach, aval shita bave deresha lo. Okay, the first 6 cases, no. My time, kevan de bito be'onsi mishkachat, benisuin lo mishkachala. The only case where you could have bito work for Rabbi Chiya would be in the case of rape. And what does he say? Benisuin kamari be'onsin lo kamari. Armish is only talking about nisuin and it's not talking about rape. Okay, that's what he claims. So that goes obviously against, Rav Yehuda disagrees with the interpretation we saw in the Gemara earlier that it was bito me'anu sato. Remember we said that some sugyot lean toward one and some sugyot lean toward the other. He thinks that we're going to explain in a minute how this happens, okay? But he thinks that rape, it can't be that there's a rape case in our Mishnah. And because it can't be there's a rape case in our Mishnah, the only time this could ever happen is if there was rape. Why is that? Okay, this is because if you have this case of two brothers marrying two sisters, and the two brothers marry the two sisters, and then she falls to Araya with, 1 second, let me just get this straight. If, let's do the rape case, okay? He rapes someone, he has a daughter, right? Okay, so now, 1 second, Reuven rapes someone, has a daughter, then Bito. Right. Okay, let's explain it this way. If these two, I'll explain why it can't happen if it's not rape. These two daughters marry these two sons, right? Then what happens? The two sisters, two brothers. Then each of them is the daughter of one of these brothers. Okay? Right? That's how it would have to happen. Bito case. They'd each be the daughter of one of these guys. Now, if they're sisters and they don't share a father, they obviously share a mother, right? If they share a mother, okay, right? These two sisters must be sisters by their mother, not their father. Because if they fall to rape to their fathers, right, at Yibum with their fathers, so that has to be the case. And if that's the case, they're Asur Mishum. They can't marry, they couldn't have married the brothers because they share the same, one second, they share the same mother. It's very simple. Right, the relationship between them is... The relationship between them is Asur. In other words, they couldn't have married these guys because they can't marry someone who's their husband's... Wait, one second, right? You can't marry your... The relationship between them would have been the aunt, right? They have a... One second. They have the same mother. They have a different father. And the relationship between them is... Why is it Asur? Because... These guys. She could, in this case, they're sisters. They share a mother, and these guys each married the same woman. So what's the relationship that's Asher? I'm just forgetting. Iman shel shtei abanot lo nis'al Reuven b'shemam. Why? Because right. What does it mean? It means that these two men married the same wife. That's what it is. And they can't marry the same woman, right? It's a sort of men to marry the same woman. That's the whole thing of Yibum, right? Unless there's Yibum. So if these two women fall to these two men, it's not possible. She couldn't have ever married them. You understand? They fell to their fathers, right? That was the case of Bito. It can't possibly be that they fell to their fathers if they share the same mother because their father couldn't have married the same woman, okay? So now that case could never happen. Unless...
Couldn't they have married them not at the same time? Like after a divorce?
No, you can't. You're not allowed after divorce. That's what we learned. Bechayeha, right?
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So now, what happens? It can only be that it's a rape case. You understand? Because they could have both raped the same woman. Now, obviously, it's usher to rape. But technically speaking, there's no Easter or riot of them raping. Right? It's a sore for them to rape, but it's not an Easter or riot of karit. So therefore, the only way that this case could happen is if it's rape. And he says, our Mishnah couldn't have been talking about a rape case. Okay? Okay, right? Because again, if she falls to two guys who and they share the same mother, then that means that both men marry the same woman and that's not allowed. Okay, it's actually pretty straightforward. Now, what do they say then? If that's the case, so he says it can't be a rape case in here and therefore Bito is rejected. Now there's like one jump he makes, which is if Bito is rejected, okay, then obviously the first three cases can't happen. Now, this is all according to Rabbi Chiya's interpretation, right? Rabbi Chiya's interpretation can't exist unless there was a rape case. And he doesn't think there's a rape case in the Mishnah. So therefore, Rabbi Chiya must not have been talking about the first case. From there, he jumps and he says all first six cases because all first six cases are somehow related to Bito. Even though only the first three really, there would have to be the rape case. The other three would be from marriage. But anyway, they group all the Bito together and they basically say that's the case. He must have meant from Chamotov Eilach. Abayim intergeim af Bito me'anu sato. You could still say Bito me'anu sato. Why? Kevand ish kuchem ish kachat la. He says, doesn't bother me whether it's an ones case in the Mishnah or it's a rape case in the a rape case or a marriage case. No problem. It could still be that Rabbi Chiya was talking about those cases, and he was talking about the case in the case of rape. It doesn't bother him that it would be a rape case. Aval eshet achiv shelo haya ba'olamo, my taima. But if what's the other case we have a problem with? Eshet achiv shelo haya ba'olamo. My time, kevan de Rabbi Shimon hu d'mishkachala, l'rabbanan lo mishkachala, and beplugta lo kamare. What does he say? He's got a different problem, a different case that can't possibly be. Which case is that? Eshet achiv shelo haya ba'olamo. Why is that? Because you could only possibly have a case according to Rabbi Shimon. Now, if you remember Rabbi Shimon, okay, we had the case of Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim are cholek in a particular case, right? They say in the case of, okay, two brothers, two sisters, okay, or let's say one brother, okay? The brother dies, the other brother's not alive yet. Now, if the other brother were born before they actually did Yibum, then that would be, then both agree it's Usser in that case. But if the other brother was born later, right, then it would work. Then she could actually marry him later, right? Let's say they have, right, she marries the first guy dies, she marries the second guy, afterwards the baby's born, then the brother dies. According to Rabbi Shimon, she can now marry brother number three because there was never an Isser between brother number one and brother number three. They never had a relationship, right? There was no zikat yibum at all. So now, what does he say here? This esh dachiv shelo haya ba'olamo, how would that work? Okay? In order for that to work, you need six brothers here. Okay? So we're going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 brothers. Okay, where's he? Okay. This gets a little complicated. Okay. She marries the first guy, she marries the second guy, two sisters. Okay? Now, what happens? The first brother dies, okay? There's four brothers at that time, okay? The first brother dies, and she does Yibum with brother number three. The second brother dies, and she does Yibum with brother number four. Now, the issue is, when are these guys born, okay? So brother number five would be born after brother number one died, after brother number three did Yibum with his wife, okay, with brother number one's wife. And brother number six would be born after the Yibum was done. So then each of them fall to Yibum, and they're Isser Erva with the opposite one, okay? Because, again, it depends on who you're talking about, of whose opinion. Because, one second, according to this, right, right, so just one sec. Let me make sure I have it clear before we go on. Oh, sorry. Okay, I jumped. I thought I jumped. Okay. In the first case, okay, sorry. This is, I'm already getting to the next guy, Rav Safra, who actually says that this could exist, but with six brothers. But leave it to Rabbi Shimon. But here we're saying, Rabbanan lo mishkachala, and therefore, oh no, actually, I think he says the same thing also. Just one second. Right, no, okay, fine. No, you could, it is with six brothers. So now, what happens? So, if brother number one, right, so brother number one dies, she does Yibum with brother number three, and then brother number five is born. So basically what happens, when brother number three dies now, okay, she is allowed to marry brother number five, right? That's according to Rabbi Shimon. And when brother number two dies, right, but she's not allowed, wait, but why wouldn't she be, sorry, right, so Esha Ruvain is, no, she's a sur. Right, it is, she's a sur to
brother number four, but not the brother number
five. Right, she is a sur to brother number five also, because he was born, no, they're saying it's stuck to the opposite. It's before, that's what it is. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, let's start again. These two guys are married to two sisters. Then what happens? He dies, and she, before, right, before she marries brother number three, brother number five is born. That makes her asur ba'arayot to brother number five. And then if brother number two dies, and brother number 6 is born before she does Yibum, then she's going to be Asur to brother number 6, but she's not Asur to brother number 5 because brother number 5 is alive. It's not a problem. It's only to brother number 6 she becomes Asur. So then when they fall Barayot, right, each one is Asur to the opposite guy and can marry the other one. That's the case. But that's only according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that in that case you can marry. Right? Chachamim say she can never marry the brother Shelo Haya Ba'olam. That's how it works. Okay? So now, so each one can marry the opposite because it's, and it's only in the case where he was born Dafka in the period while she was waiting for Yibum, because then there would be an Isser between them. Okay? And then, again, the Isser would only be for that one. So each has a has an issue only with that particular one. So therefore, what do they say? So the Gemara says, so what's the issue? He says that case is not one of the cases that Rabbi Chiya was referring to. All the Mishnah accept that one case. Why? Because it's a machloket, right? Le Rabbi Shimon hu de mishkachala, but le Rabbanan lo mishkachala. There's no case for Rabbanan. Why is there no case for Rabbanan? Because Rabbanan say under all circumstances, she can't. Neither of the women can marry either of the brothers, because him lo ayu ba'olam. So that's the problem. Now, Rav Safra mitargem. Now, again, why did again? Now we're leading to why we got to this thing in the first place. What are we trying to say? Rebbe said our Mishnah is not talking about machlokot cases of machlokot. Now we're going to see that according to Rav Safra, the Mishnah according to Rabbi right according to Rabbi Chiya, who said that in all the cases of this Mishnah you can do this right. You can say this principle. He's going to say Rav Safra mitargem. Af esh dachiv shelo haya ba'olamo. Okay, what does he say? You can have a case where this case works, meaning Rabbi Chiya was referring to all the cases in the Mishnah. When he said Bikulam, he meant Bikulam. Okay, which makes more sense. And it's only, though, according to Rabbi Shimon, because he can't explain it according to Chachamim, because both brothers would be Aser according to Chachamim. And only according to Rabbi Shimon, in a particular case, right, what's the case? The Simanech, Mate no la biyibem, mate no la biyibem. Okay, right? That he died, then he was born, then he did yibum. Right? The brother was born in between the time of the death and the yibum. And then again, mate no la biyibem on the second wife. Okay? So the second wife's husband died, then the brother was born, and then they did yibum. And in that case, Rabbi Shimon would agree that there is a case, such a case. Okay? So now what do you see here? This again is a contradiction for Rebbe. Because Rebbe said there can't be a machloket, and no cases of machloket are mentioned here. And this case is a case of a machloket. Okay? So now, Elal Rebbe, now we're going to have a few different answers. Okay? We're going to have three different possible answers.
What were they trying to prove with Rav Chiya? What was that his, this two brother, two sister things, was a principle that applied to all 15 cases?
So this is the thing. Until now, we started with our Mishnah. And our Mishnah, we said, has no machlokot. Right. That's what Rabbi said. Okay. And then we had some contradictions, but sometimes the Mishnah, blah, 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 blah. Now they said, well, maybe we don't have a problem with the Mishnah itself. But Rabbi Chiya explains the Mishnah, explains something about our Mishnah, that in all cases of the Mishnah, you could find a case where Asura lezeh, mutaret lezeh, achotah she mityabemet, right, achoto, whatever, she mityabemet, o chaletzet. So now, if that's the case, then the way Rabbi Chiya reads our Mishnah is that it applies to all the cases. And then we said, but wait, this one case of Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo would only be the case according to Rabbi Shimon, would only work. Okay?
Does the Gemara or anywhere break down each case according to Rabbi Chiya?
No. But the Schottenstein, if you saw, you said it has a whole page.
That's what
the
it
Schottenstein
does.
Explains every single case. Rashi says it. That's why Rashi's so long on this page.
Okay.
Rashi explains, so and then the Schottenstein, you said, oh, why? There's so many notes.
That's what
if
it
you
is.
Want to see how each and every case works, you can read the Schottenstein's page or you can read Rashi. You can understand it.
Okay.
And he explains every single case and how it could possibly work.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We're not going to do that now because we'll be here till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, right. right, it's probably not terribly complicated. It would be good chazara of all the cases if you could really get how they all work. But unfortunately, time-wise, we don't have time. Okay, so now they're going to answer three answers. Ella, this is the simplest one. Le Rebbe, hane klali leitle. Rebbe just didn't agree with Rabbi Chiya's klalim. In other words, Rebbe had a different tfisa of the Mishnah, and he didn't agree with this statement of Rabbi Chiya, so you don't have to worry about it. Rav Acher karchina kameh de Rav Kahana. Amar Mishmei de Rava. Okay, so this guy, Rav Ader Karchina, says in front of Rav Kahana, in the name of Rava, Lo olam itle le Rebbe Hanik Klali. He does hold by these Klali. V'hachi ka'amar le. Imo anusat aviv. His problem wasn't, okay, until now we assumed, we read, Rebbe said, the problem was that it's a plugta, right? It's a machloket. And we don't believe in machloket because there's a machloket whether she could even marry him or not. That's not the issue. The issue is, imo anusat aviv, bechad mishkachale, betarte lo mishkachale. Okay, what does he say here? Okay, what does that mean? What did it say? Achoto shehi vimta, choletzet omit yabemet, right? That there were, it was a sister, right? And each one could marry one of the arayot. So now what does he say? You can only find one case and not both of the things he said. Let's read and then you'll see. And I made a little chart here. Okay? I Yaakov shte achayot anas, achota shehi vimta mishkachat la, asura leze muteret leze, lo mishkachat la. What's the problem? If two sisters, okay, so now you have imo anusat aviv, okay, the mother. Now we're going to try to figure out how this case works with what Rabbi Chiya said. Okay, he wanted to add case number 16. Case number 16, we're basically going to say, doesn't work with this klal that Rabbi Chiya said. Why? If you have two brothers who married, so now you have two brothers married two sisters, okay, and they were rape victims of the, right? Right. Yeah, okay, here's our guy Yaakov. He rapes these two women, okay? Two sisters. Now, what happens? They then marry these are their sons that come out of the rape, okay? They marry the son's brothers, okay? If you follow so far, right? They marry their rapist sons, okay? They each had a son with the rapist, and then they each fall to Yibum with one of their sons, right? They're each asur to their own sons. Now, what's the problem? This can't happen because, so they're both asur to both of them. Why is that? Rashi says, imo shelevi asura lo mishum imo. What's the issue here? These are sisters. You can't marry your aunt. Okay? So neither of these guys can marry the women because the relationship is that it's their aunt. Okay? It might be through rape, but it's their mother. It doesn't matter. When a rape case, it doesn't make a difference. In the end, they have to marry their mother's sister. They can't marry their mother's sister. It's a sore to marry your mother's sister. Okay? So this case can't happen with Rabbi Chiya's klal. And that's why Rebbe had an issue with it. Now, in the end, they say Anusat Aviv is not because it's a machloke, whether they could have married their first husband in the first place because he was the brothers. That was what we thought the first time. The Rebbe says, how could you have a case like that? Because it's a machloke. Some people say that you can't marry, right? Rabbi Yehuda says you can't marry your rapist's son. That's not the issue according to now our new interpretation. It's that Rabbi Chiya's klal can't, right? Because why wouldn't the first one work? Because we saw all sorts of cases of machlokot in the Mishnah. There could be a machlokot in the Mishnah. So in the end, what do they say? This case can't work with Rabbi Chiya's klal. Because you can't have a case where achoto she'ivimto choletzet domit yabemet. You could have a case where there were two women who weren't related to each other, that each married two brothers, right? It was the son of their rapist. Then, right, they both got raped. Okay, that's what we're going to see in a second. We'll read it inside and then we'll show you. The ishtein nochriot anas. Nochriot doesn't mean notriot, right? It means two strangers. They weren't, we're going to see this word a lot. They are not sisters. Two non-sisters marry their rapist son, no problem. They each get to their sons, right? And then it's okay because each marries the other one's son. But if they're sisters, it can't possibly be because then the relationship is the aunt and the aunt is a forbidden relationship. So now, so that's ishtein ochriyon anas, hasura lezem muteret lezem mishkachat la. But this case doesn't work either. Why? This wouldn't work with Rabbi Chiya's klal, because what did Rabbi Chiya say? Achota she'ivim talo mishkachat la. Each case is missing something. One, you can't have hasura lezem muteret lezem, because both are asurot, because of the aunt. And if it's not the achot, well, then it doesn't apply to Rabbi Chiya, because Rabbi Chiya said you can have all these cases with achota she'ivim ta. And that can't work. So in the end, that's what he says the problem is. That's answer number two. Now we're going to do answer number three. Rav Ashi amar la'olam, leit le'le Rebbe Hanik Lale. Okay, we're going to say Rebbe doesn't hold by Rebbe Chia. Ube pluta kamare, and he does think it could be a machloket. Okay, we're going to reject all the answers we said before, right? So it's not that he holds with him and explains it, but he doesn't agree with Rebbe Chia, and and he thinks you could have machloket. Umay kimidumani she'en lamach b'kod kado. So it's not Rabbi Chiya who's messing him up, in which case the Anusat Aviv case can't work. And it's not because it's a machloket, and that can't work, okay? They're saying not like number one and not like number two. So what did he mean when he said this? Hachi kamarle. My time alo diakta matnitin. Di matnitin, you weren't careful with the Mishnah when you said this. Why? Di matnitin Rabbi Yehudahi. Da asar Anusat Aviv. Our Mishnah is clearly going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Why is Rabbi Yehuda important? Rabbi Yehuda said that you can't marry the rapist's son. Okay? So now, what would be the situation? So that's why case number 16 can't be in our Mishnah, because the Mishnah is only Lafi Shitat Rabbi Yehuda. It's not that he thought the Mishnah can't have a machloket. He thought that the Mishnah is actually Shitat Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is Shitat Rabbi Yehuda. Well, then, obviously, case number 16 wouldn't be in there. And that's why he said you're ridiculous that you thought this could be in there. So now, how do we know our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda is the one, Da'asar Banusat Aviv. How do we know it's Shita Rabbi Yehuda? De'katane shesh arayot hamurot me'elu. Okay, the next Mishnah, which is obviously a continuation of this one. Okay, we saw this before. We're going to learn it better now. There's six women who are hamurot me'ele, mipnei shehen nesuot la'achirim. And therefore, tzahotehen mutahot. What does this mean? All these women can't possibly ever marry the brother of the guy she's falling to Yibum with. Okay? In other words, if she's, let's say, okay, the relationship, let's say Imo. Okay? Imo is the first case. If she's, this brother number three is mother, okay, or brother number two is mother, let's say, right? We don't need three brothers here. There's two brothers. The case is she falls to Yibum with brother number two, and the relationship is that he's his mother. If he's his mother, I'm sorry, she's his mother, he's the son, she couldn't have ever married his brother, okay? Because if she's the mom of this guy, then their relationship is a forbidden relationship. Why? Because they share the same father, which means that this is her father's son. She can't marry her father's son, okay? So now...
No, we saw this before. She could have been married to him, and then the father could have raped her, and she could have been married.
Only in rape, but not in... Right. So now, what are they saying? Imo. Ilema nisuat aviv. This is exactly what they're going to say, okay? So here, let's read. So, imo ve'eshet aviv, achot aviv, etc. So now they say, we're going to talk about this mother case. My imo. Ilema nisuat aviv, hainu eshet aviv. If it's nisuat aviv, then that would be eshet aviv. That would be his father's wife. She couldn't marry. Okay? Elalav anusat aviv. Vekatane mipnei shehen nisuot lacherim. Lacherim in lachin lo. So now, they're saying here that it has to be that... so now, it has to be that it's a rape case. The mother case. Because it was a mother from rape. Because if it's a father... One second. Okay, the issue here, what happens in this Mishnah, different from the Mishnah before, the tzarot are mutarot. Why are the tzarot mutarot? And that's because it says here, because they can marry other people, but they can't marry the brothers. So if they go and marry the brothers, be isur, okay, there's isur karet, and therefore this whole thing, it's almost like there's no marriage, right? Kiddushin lo tofsim in that case. In which case, the tzara is not really her tzara, okay? When you have a relationship, we're going to see this later today. If you marry someone who's an Isra Karet, your marriage is not a marriage. If your marriage is not a marriage, then your tzara is not a tzara. And therefore, you're not matir, you're not osir the tzarot. Okay? If you're an Isra Lav, okay, which we're going to get to, then it's okay. Then, kiddushin utofsim, now not everyone agrees with this, but the basic opinion is the kiddushin utofsim. Kiddushin utofsim, then you have a tzara, and then it works. Okay, so now, how does this case work out? So, they're saying here, if you say that Nisuat Aviv is Hainu Eshet Aviv, right, that's Eshet Aviv, and it can't be that that's the case. Wait one second. I just want to... complicated. I'm getting stuck here and there. All right. Sorry. That's the problem. What is the Mishnah list? The Mishnah lists Imo and Eshet Aviv. So that's why it can't be Eshet Aviv, because Eshet Aviv is the next case. As if you're going to say that's his mother, well, that's the same as saying Eshet Aviv. So therefore, it must be Anusat Aviv. And now, so if it's Anusat Aviv, what do we see here? That Anusat Aviv, v'katani mipnei shein nisua lachirim, lachirim in lachim lo. Now, why can't she, it means if she is the rapist, the rape victim, right? Then why is it listed in this Mishnah? Because what did we say? Lachirim lo. She can't marry. She can only marry some Joshmo. She can't marry the rapist's son. Right, she could never fall to Yibum in this case because it's usher for her to marry the rapist's son. Who says it's usher for her to marry the rapist's son? Man shamat ledi lehai svara Rabbi Yehuda da'asar banusat aviv mishum hachi lo tanela. Okay, so now they're saying because it says imo and eshet aviv, it can't be eshet aviv, right? Imo is the same thing as eshet aviv. So imo must come to say imo anusat aviv. If imo anusat aviv is in the second Mishnah, not the first Mishnah, what does that show? That it was forbidden for her to marry him in the first place. Who says that? Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, the first Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. And also, the anusat aviv comes up in the second section, not in the first. And that's why anusat aviv isn't mentioned. Okay? The way he reads this Mishnah is there must be anusat aviv. In which case? That can't be the 16th case of Mishnah number 1 because it belongs in Mishnah number 2.
And therefore, Mishnah 1 is not according to Rabbi Yehuda.
And therefore, Mishnah 1 is not according to Rabbi Yehuda. And there, no, Mishnah 1 is Rabbi Yehuda. No, Mishnah 1 is Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, Anusat Aviv is not an option. Can't be one of the cases of Mishnah Aleph. You understand? Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Bet are a continuation. Okay. So what is he saying? What case did you want to add? You wanted to add Anusat Aviv. Anusat Aviv is in Mishnah. It's almost like, it's in Mishnah Bet. The case you wanted to add to Mishnah Aleph. And Mishnah Bet and Mishnah Aleph are two categories that are different, right? Because Mishnah Aleph are marriages that could have happened, the first marriage could have happened. It's just the Yibum case is a problem. This, Anusat Aviv is a case, according to Rabbi Huda, that could never have happened. And it belongs in Mishnah Bet. Because even though it doesn't say the words Anusat Aviv, the word Imo means Imo Anusat Aviv. That's what he says must be the case. Okay? Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi. So now we have a question on this. L'Rabbi Yehuda nami mishkachala, you could still have a case of imo. You could still have a case where this case would happen with imo, but one second. Could still have one second. Right. Imo and Usat Aviv could go two ways. Okay? They're saying it depends on the case. Okay? That's what he says. So we're going to read this inside now. L'Rabbi Yehuda nami mishkachala. You could still have a case of Imo and Usat Aviv that would be poter the tzara. In other words, what's the difference between Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Bet? Mishnah Aleph, the tzara is ptura. Mishnah Bet, the tzara is not ptura. What would be the case? The Avar Benasiv. If, even though it's Usher, if she did marry him, the assumption would be you could actually say then it would be Poter the Tzara. Okay? Why is that? Because Imo Anusat Aviv is not Isur Karet. That's why. Okay? So even though I said it before as if it was, it's not. It's really only an Isur Lav. If it was an Isur Karet, then it would be forbidden. But an Imo Anusat Aviv is an Isur Lav. And therefore, if she were to marry this guy and then fall to Yibum to the son, she would poter the tzarot because the Kiddushim are tofsim in an Isur Lav. Okay? That's what he says now. Yeah. First they're saying, okay, I have to go back and re-explain something, I think, because first they said it can't happen because she could never marry this guy. That's the issue. But then they say, you're right, she can't, but what if she did? If she did, then, in other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she can't marry him. It's Asur, right? That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So therefore, they say it must be, if, right? That's in the second Mishnah, it's because it's Rabbi Yehuda, because she can't marry him. But that's if she can't. But what if she did anyway? So if she did, now, Kiddushin are tofsim, because it's an Isur Lav, and therefore, her tzara would be ptura from the brother, because there really is a marriage here, even though they shouldn't have ever married each other. Okay, that's what they're saying. Okay. So now, Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana. But now Rav Ashi raises a question to his own interpretation. Okay, He says, I didn't answer the question. So they're saying you could have the case of de'iavar v'nasif. So then the answer is no, de'i lo katane. We don't bring cases of if they were to do it, then, right? In other words, the point is the mishnah's being cases you shouldn't do it, right? In other words, cases that shouldn't happen. If you were to do it anyway, we're not talking about that in the mishnah. Okay, so now we're going to have another question. Amar le Rav Asha le Rav Kahana. Below de'i nami mishkachala, you could still have a case of this even without saying it's in a particular case. What would be the case? Yaakov anas kalato, beholim imena ben. Okay, he rapes his daughter-in-law. Okay, now this is forbidden for him to rape his daughter-in-law. But if he were to rape his daughter-in-law, beholim imena ben, and he had a son. Umet, and his son now, who was married to her in the first place, dies without children. And what happens? Naflala kamei bira. She falls to Yibum with, right? She gets raped by the father-in-law. Then, when the brother dies, she falls to Yibum with her son. Migo de'ihi asira, sarata nami asira. Because she is forbidden, so we say also her tzara is forbidden, because she has a real marriage with her husband. Here it's not a marriage that was against religion, right? The rape was, but the marriage between her and her husband and the zikat yibum is not, is totally fine. She married this nice guy. Unfortunately, it turns out his father was a rapist, raped her, right? And then she had a son through the rape. So now she can't marry the son through the rape. So also her tzara can't marry the son through the rape. And that would be a case of ones, okay? Anusat, that would be the same case, right? Imo anusat aviv. Okay, she falls to the rapist, to the rape, right? Her own son through rape. That would be a case where you wouldn't have to say it was di'i, okay? That if this, right? If she married bi'isur. Here that she married beheter. Okay? So amarle, ba'achvata deheter kamari, ba'achvata di'isur lo kamari. Now if you caught this, right? The it's true that she married beseder, but the rape was lo beseder. In other words, the rape also had an isur arayot. Forget that it was rape, right? But it was also isur arayot. He raped his daughter-in-law. So that, we're not talking about cases like that, where there's also an arayot in the rape itself. Okay? Okay, so now what do we have here? We have that Rebbe says it can't be Imo Anusat Aviv. We've explained why, right? We have three teirutim to explain, either because it's a machloket, or because he doesn't hold by Rebbe Chiya, in which case the Imo Anusat Aviv works, right? Or, in that case, the Imo Anusat Aviv doesn't work, right? The Imo Anusat Aviv doesn't work with the klal of Rabbi Chiya. That was answer number two. And answer number three is that our mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that way. Okay? Now, what do we say? Despite the fact that Rebbe takes issue with Levi, Af al pichem badka Levi b'matnitin, detane Levi imo pamim poteret sarata upamim ena poteret sarata. Ketzad, in other words, he still holds by the fact that this could be a case in our Mishnah. And why does he hold that way? Because he says it depends on the situation. De'i katane, basically, like we had before. What does he say? Ketzad, hayta imo nesuat aviv, v'nisei lachiv me'aviv umet, zohi imo she'en poteret tzarata. Hayta imo anusat aviv, v'nisei lachiv me'aviv umet, zohi imo she'poteret tzarata. Va'af al pisha shenu chachamim mishatenu chameshesre, basically, without going into the whole thing, he basically says you could have a case of Imo Anusat Aviv where they got married bi'isur, right? In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they got married bi'isur, and then she ends up with her rapist son, right? And that would be a case, he says, kidushinu tofsim, and therefore she would be poteret sarata. So he says that case should also be listed in our Mishnah, even though the Mishnah said 15, there really should be 16. And that was his version. He had a Braita, where he was, you know, Shoneh Braita, just like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put together Mishnayot. He had his own book, and in his book he put this, and he said it really should be 16, because the Imo Anusat Aviv does work, because Kiddushin or Tofsim, even though Rabbi Yehuda says no, Kiddushin or Tofsim, once Kiddushin or Tofsim, it's Poteret Sarata. Okay, and that's why it's in Mishnah Aleph, and it really belongs there. Okay, so even though Rebbe takes issue, he in the end says that's the situation. Okay, now we're going to have this issue of this whole premise of Levi is based on the fact that, like we said in the Gemara before, di'i katane. In other words, you could have a case in the Mishnah of someone did something bi'isur even though they shouldn't have, and if they do, then the situation is the way it is, and it's poteret tzarata. The kiddushim are tofsim, and once the kiddushim are tofsim, then basically her relationship with her tzara is a real tzara relationship, and the tzara, if she's ptura, then the tzara is ptura. So now we're going to have issue with this. Amar Levi Shlakish l'Rabbi Yochanan. Lelevi de amar de inami katane, litne, there should be another case then. If that's the case, there's other cases like this. What would be the case? Hacholet liyivimto. Okay, two brothers with a woman, right? Brother dies, woman does chalitza with the other brother, okay, because he doesn't want to marry her. But then he decides he wants to marry her. V'chazar v'kidsha. Okay, now, is that allowed? No, she's eshet ach. Esherach is only mutar when there's yibum, but he did chalitza. Once he does chalitza, there's no more option to do yibum. She's eshet ach. He marries her anyway. Now what happens? He dies without children. Now we're really in trouble because she's supposed to marry the other brothers. But the other brothers, now since they did the chalitza in the first place, they became asur to her. Okay? So now, umet belo banim. Demigo di'iu asura, tsarata nami asira. So now the question is, she obviously can't marry these brothers because she's eshadach, but is she poter the tsara? Again, what's the question here? When she married him bi'isur, are the kiddushim tofsim or not? Right? So the assumption is the kiddushim are tofsim. Why? What's the isur for them to marry after that? It's really not eshadach at that point. He has a special isur, which is, the pasuk by Chalitza says, "Asher lo yivneh et beit achiv." Yivneh, they say. Why does it say yivneh? It means the shuv lo yivneh. Okay. In other words, once there's an isur lav here. Once he didn't build the house, he's not allowed to try to do it again. Let's say he feels really bad. Oh, I can't believe I didn't do this. You really want to do it? You missed your chance. Okay. So now, what do they say? So they have an isur lav. Okay. So that's really the issue here. Asher lo banat beit achiv, lo yivneh beit achiv. But now, what about the brothers? Okay? So what's the relationship of the brothers? Are they eshet ach, in which case it's karet, okay? Or is it also lo yivneh? Are they connected with this lo yivneh, his chalitza, in which case it's only lav? Okay, there's also that issue. There's a few issues that come up here. So first they say just simply, the case of a choletz yivimto of a chazar v'kitsha v'meit b'lo banim, it should be listed here also. Demigo de'iu asura, saratan nami asira. What do we say here? The kiddushin should be tofsim. It's only an isur lav. Because the kiddushin are tofsim, the hurt sarah should be also forbidden to the next brother. Amarle, lefi she'ena b'tzarat sarah. Now Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish have a different approach about this whole thing. So Rish Lakish says this should be one of the cases, and Rabbi Yochanan says no, because this case is not a surah for tzarat tzara. Why is that? Okay, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, they're all asur b'isur lav, and if they're all asur, the Rabbi Yochanan, he says she's not a surah to tzarat tzara, because right. She's mutar to the other brothers. She's only asur isur lav. So therefore, the tzarat tzara is not going to continue in this case. Okay? It's only poter the tzara, not tzarat tzara. We're going to see this inside in a minute. The lemale chai ve'lavim hi. V'chai ve'lavim b'nei chalitza v'yibum ninhu. Okay? So now, what does he say? You should say that these are all chayv elavim. And if this chayv elavim, then she can do yibum and chalitza. Okay? Lidvarav. So then he says, no. Lidvarav ka'amrle. Lididi chayv elavim hem v'chayv elavim b'nei chalitza v'yibum ninu. El lididcha chayv ekritu ninu. L'fishenam b'tzarat tzara. As Rabbi Yochanan saying, I was talking l'shitatcha. Okay, now we're going to see their shitot, and here we'll stop. Okay, we'll try to go through their shitot, and then we'll go back and summarize this tomorrow. Itmar. Choletz libim tova chazar v'kitsha. Amarish lakish. Hu en chayav ala chalutza karet. V'achim chayavim ala chalutza karet. Ala tzara ben hu ben achim chayavim ala tzara karet. What does he say here? He says kacha. The first brother dies and she marries the second brother, right? Now, the second brother, I'm sorry, they do chalitza with the second brother. Then they decide to get married. That's an Isur Lav of Asher Lo Yivneh. But these brothers are no longer, they didn't do chalitza, so they don't have this Isur of Lo Yivneh. So what's her relationship to them? As soon as they did chalitza, the other brothers, Asur Mishum Eshelach, that's karet. If the brothers are Asur Mishum Eshelach, then the tzara also becomes Isur karet of Eshelach. That's what Rabbi Rish Lakish says. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bein hu bein ha'achim, enam chayavim lo lachalutza karet, velo latzara karet. Okay, he says they're all Isurei Lavin. Okay, now we're going to read quickly my time. My time is Rish Lakish. Okay, I made a chart of this also. Amar kra, Asher lo yivneh, kevan shelo bana, shuv lo yivneh. Iu hi dekai belo yivneh. He's the guy who has the lo yivneh isur upon him. Aval achiv, echav, ki dekai mekaime. They're eshadach. They don't, right? Once the chalitza happened, what happened after has no bearing on them, right? The fact that they remarried after chalitza, that's only relevant to that brother. They had nothing to do with that. So they still have the Easter of Eshadach that was chal as soon as the chalitza happened. As soon as chalitza happened, they're now forbidden Eshadach. Ve'alah didehu dekai below, sorry, avalachav ki dekai mekame. And then he repeats it again. Ve'alah didahu dekai below yivneh. Hatzara, right? The only relationship that he has, the Isur Lav is between him and her. But Hatzara kidekai mekaime. But the tzara is the same for the other brothers with this Isur Karet. Rabbi Yochanan, mi ika midi, could it possibly be a thing that midi mi ikara? Ibai hai chalitz, vibai hai chalitz, vibai lahai chalitz, vibai lahai chalitz. Vahashta kayale bekaret? How can it be? In other words, these guys all have the potential to do chalitza, right? And then he does chalitza. So now his relationship with her is only Isur Lav, but all the other brothers are now Isur Karet. Like, how could that be more chamor than his relationship with her, right? How could it be that if he marries her now, he only has an Isur Lav and they all have Isur Karet? It makes no sense. Ela ihu, and why all the more so? Shlichuta da'achim ka'avid. And I shlichuta da'tzara ka'avde. What's the issue? How could it be both? First, it's said in double lashon because it was talking about both the brothers and the tzara. How could the tzara have a more chamor din than she does? And how could the brothers have a more chamor din than he does? In the end, each one was doing the shlichut of the other. He was operating as a shaliach of all the brothers. So it's as if they did chalitza also, and it's as if they have the isur of lo yivneh. So in the end, Rabbi Yochanan says, everybody is isur lav. And Rish Lakish says, everybody's isur karet. Okay? So that's why, if everybody's isur lav, then it doesn't go ahead to the tzara tzara. And that's what he answered before. When he said, Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, why didn't you add this case? Rabbi Yochanan said, because it's not tzara tzara. In other words, this is a different case. And that only works according to Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation. Right? And then, I missed this one part. So then the Gemara asked a question on Rabbi Yochanan and said, why didn't you just say more simply, according to Shitatcha, that it's only Chayve Lavim, why didn't you just say that it's Chayve Lavim here? V'chayve Lavim b'nei chalitza v'yibum. This case isn't listed because the Chayve Lavim, you do have to do chalitza. And it's, what, if it's only Chayve Lavim, then what do we say in the end? She has to do chalitza with the brothers. She can't do yibum with them, but she has to do chalitza with them. Okay? Because only in Isur Karet do we have no issue. So in the end, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? You're right that I think it could have been and I could have answered that, but I was answering l'shitatcha, because you don't think that it's chayve lavim, so I was answering in your language, basically. An answer that would work for you too. And that's why I said l'fisha ena b'tzarat tzara, because even Rish Lakish would agree that it's ena b'tzarat tzara, but Rabbi Yochanan would have two answers to say. Number one, it's not listed here because it's ena b'tzarat tzara. And number two, it's only chayve lavim. And chayve lavim dafka shouldn't be in this mission at all because they do chalitza when there's chayve lavim. Okay? Because the kiddushin tofsim, and therefore you would do chalitza. Okay. We'll go on a little bit more about this tomorrow. There's more diyun between them. That's for now.